So on this retreat, we've been offering the Brahma Viharas during this time, and I'm under the impression that we do metta once or twice already. Twice. So the third time's a charm. So I'd like to offer metta today, but I want to talk a little bit about it in the context of the container we've been talking about here. And so when we think about right intentions, intentions of generosity, loving kindness, this is a practice that takes into account that the Buddha spent a part of his day sending loving kindness or metta to all four corners of the earth and to everyone born and to be born and yet to be born. And so it's a really important practice of sending this vibration of love, loving kindness, that is extremely helpful for not only the development of ourselves, but in terms of what we are sending out to the world. So it's really important that we understand that every thought we have has a consequence. That's why we talk about right view and right intention. So if we are thinking or having intentions of kindness, of love, then that's going to have an impact, the kind of impact we would like to have. So there's a traditional way of doing metta. You know, we'll have phrases and we say them, but I just want us to reflect on the fact that this is it can be used as a concentration practice, but it's also really good, really helpful in terms of how we change our mindset or our attitudes. And so I remember sitting with a monk years ago, and he used to start off every sitting with metta. We'd do loving kindness. He had a long version of doing it, but we would do metta. And it didn't dawn on me until recently that what he was doing was he was creating this atmosphere so it would be a little bit easier when we actually went into contemplation, when we actually went into meditating. And so instead of doing a traditional way, what I would love to do, what I think would be helpful if we start off, I'll give you the phrases, but we start off with, I'm thinking of this story of the difference between heaven and hell. And so when you're in hell, there's, you know, you're sitting at a table and you're facing each other and you have these gigantic spoons and forks. And the idea is, how do you feed yourself with a huge fork? And in hell, they're trying to feed themselves. And in heaven, you have the same setup, but you have people feeding the person across from them. And so that's the flavor that I would like to start this practice with. And this idea of what would happen if we start off sending metta to everyone in this room. Might be interesting. So that we can start off with each other, so that we're not only sending loving kindness and practicing it for ourselves, but we're also supporting each other in this room, because there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of joy. There's the whole gamut. But just to be able to be self-sufficient in terms of this group and to start off by sending metta to each other, and then we can go from there. So the idea is to get comfortable when you sit, and I will say phrases and you will repeat them internally or quietly. And so may we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. So I'll say the phrases a couple of times and you can repeat them silently. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. So the idea is, and if you're comfortable, just you can put your hand on your heart if you want, or focus on your heart space. And the idea is to repeat the phrases, and hopefully you can stimulate the feeling, these feelings of feeling safe and protected, these feelings of being peaceful, and the feeling of living with joy and ease. So maybe feel safe and protected. Maybe be peaceful. Maybe live with joy and ease. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. and extending the blessings of loving kindness to include the entire IMS population and the beings on those properties, including the off-site properties, including the study center and the forest refuge. May they be feel safe and protected. May they be peaceful. May they live with joy and ease. Feeling safe and protected, be peaceful, live with joy and ease. So that we're expanding, we're not separating, so we're including everyone in this room and expanding those blessings to all of those other facilities, places. Recognizing that our hearts are wide as the whole wide universe, and that we can include all of us. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. May we feel safe and protected. May we feel peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. Extending our blessings for loving kindness to include the entire town of Barrie. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. In further expanding our blessings of loving kindness to include the whole state of Massachusetts, May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. And furthering blessings of loving kindness to include the entire planet. May we be safe, feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. And further expanding our blessings of loving kindness to include the whole universe, known and unknown, and universes to be discovered. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. So we'll take a few more moments of sending blessings of loving kindness to all. May we feel safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with joy and ease. So at this time, you have the option to continue the practice sending thoughts of loving kindness, either in the suggested phrases and the phrase or phrases that are your own, or you can use the remaining time just to sit and to continue the practice. walking meditation.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.